Chicago, three other cities, and gun advocates are suing the Trump administration to stop the proliferation of easy-to-assemble guns that require no serial numbers or background checks. The federal suit argues that the administration's Department of Justice and ATF, alcohol, tobacco, and firearms are not regulating gun parts that can easily be converted into functioning weapons known as ghost guns, and that's a violation of the Gun Control Act. Eric Tirschwell is the managing director for Everytown Law, a gun control advocacy group. He says the ATF allows people to order guns online with no background checks or serial numbers, and that's dangerous.
The ATF has an obligation to protect the American public, not the gun industry's bottom line. And since ATF is unwilling to tackle this problem, we filed our lawsuit today asking the court to force them to follow the law and to start regulating ghost guns. To be clear, the purposes of this case are to keep guns out of the hands of individuals with dangerous histories and to help law enforcement prevent and solve gun crimes.
Everytown for Gun Safety argues that the Gun Control Act states that any gun or building blocks for one are considered a firearm. Building blocks can include a receiver or frame for a rifle or pistol, or any other component of the weapon. The ATF, on the other hand, says only completed guns are actual firearms. Their regulations state that if the weapon is not drilled in certain places, it is not considered a firearm. 38 states have had crimes involving these ghost guns. Mia Page Tretta is a survivor of one of these crimes, the Sauga High School shooting in November 2019. It was carried out by a teen who ordered the parts and built a ghost gun.
On November 14th, a few short months ago, a boy came to my school with a gun. I was shot in the lower abdomen while standing beside four of my classmates, who were killed, including my best friend. I didn't know the boy who shot us. All I know about him now is that he used a ghost gun, a firearm obtained online, sold as an easily assembled kit, purchased without requiring a background check or a permit, a loophole in the system that persists to this day.
Tretta says a ghost gun should be classified as a gun like any other and feels that officials need to change regulations to prevent other people from having the same experience as she did. The mayors of Chicago, Syracuse, San Jose, and Columbia are partnering with Everytown in filing the lawsuit. Sam Liccardo, the mayor of San Jose, gives exact numbers on ghost gun crimes in Santa Clara County.
Here in San Jose, a city of about a million people, in 2016, ghost guns first hit local news when a convicted felon who was prohibited from owning guns of any kind and worked behind a security perimeter at San Jose Mineta International Airport was arrested with possession of a ghost gun and ammunition. The following year, in 2017, we recovered five ghost guns, our police department did, in San Jose. The year after that, 2018, we recovered 52 ghost guns. The following year, 2019, our crime lab in Santa Clara County processed 114. We can see the trend. This is a growing opportunity for criminal networks.
Tirschwell says that he hopes action will be taken in the next 30 days. However, he says the suit could end this week. The idea of the lawsuit is that if the ATF will not change their regulations, the court will force them to. For KPFA News, I'm Daniel Witte.